The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right. Hello once again, and some sad news, but not totally bad. The Carolina Theater of Durham has announced it will be temporarily closing for 6 months. That, according to an announcement from the entertainment venue, the Performing Arts Center will be closed from January through June. A spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The theater is not operated at full capacity since way back in March. Anyone who has purchased tickets to an event at the theater should hold on to their tickets until the event happens as scheduled or until an event has been postponed or officially canceled. Well, once again, don't expect public events in Raleigh through at least the end of March. City Council moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled this year, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues were shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night, Raleigh's New Year's Eve celebration, and many, many others too numerous to mention. Not only did we miss out on the entertainment and fun these events would have provided, but the financial impact has been enormous. Here's one example. Canceling the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival could have meant at least an $18 million loss for the community. That's how much festival goers spent during the festival in 2019. Money that would have gone to local bars, restaurants, hotels, on-street vendors, event workers, just to name a few. Another popular children's triangle, Santa Train, has fallen victim to the pandemic. The Museum of Life and Science's Santa Train won't roll along Ellerbe Creek Railway this year because of COVID-19. But museum leaders are pulling together a new holiday event for families who want to continue the tradition of celebrating the season at the Durham Museum. Spacing and safety guidelines won't allow the museum to do the traditional face-to-face Santa experience, which was a big part of the Santa Train. The museum has held the event for more than four decades. Plans are being finalized for Holidays in the Park, an event that will include strolls through the indoor and outdoor spaces of the museum, where there will be lots of holiday lights along the pathways and in the trees and different exhibits. The event will take place on evenings in December and is designed to ensure there is safe physical distancing between groups. For more information, check out the museum's website, lifeandscience.org. First mentioned this last week, one of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh, and the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or maybe even a fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be, but it won't be anytime soon. The museum is going to expand to house the exhibit with a grand opening set for the fall of 2022. So what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, it's one of the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex, or T-Rex, skeleton, and the second one is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot. The name of the exhibit, Dueling Dinosaurs, comes from a theory by paleontologists that the two dinosaurs fought to the death on that site just a few years back, about 67 million of them. The exhibit is a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the Museum of Natural Sciences and viewers over the Internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for millennia. The State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab will offer educational outreach to North Carolina school children and hands-on opportunities. Bank of America is the worldwide educational sponsor of Dueling Dinosaurs and will support live streaming from the State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab, where research will be undertaken on the specimens in full public view. The result will be the largest public paleontology project in history. Well, as the holidays draw closer, Raleigh Parks has reached an agreement with Santa Claus's North Pole headquarters to arrange a phone call from Santa Claus for local children ages 2 to 10 years old. Experience this memorable moment this holiday season with a personalized phone call from Santa. The calls cost $5 and will be made December 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th. You register each child individually by a time slot online via RecLink. The website is reclink.raleighnc.gov/start. You'll receive a phone call during the time slot you registered for. And for additional information, check the city's website, raleighnc.gov. Of course, there are a number of outlets offering similar calls. Just search phone calls from Santa or Santa phone calls, and a number of potential websites will pop up. All right, let's move on to Durham and check out the DPAC performance schedule. Durham Performing Arts Center, tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. All right, coming up Saturday, December 12th, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. And this is a virtual performance, a holiday mashup for the whole family. The Hip Hop Nutcracker is a contemporary dance spectacle set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music. A unique and joyful event, this evening-length production is performed by a supercharged cast of a dozen all-star dancers, a DJ, a violinist, and MC Curtis Blow, one of hip-hop's founding fathers, who opens the show with a short set. Just like the original in the Hip-Hop Nutcracker, Maria Clara and the Nutcracker Prince go on a dream adventure, battling a gang of mice, visiting the land of sweets, and learning the lessons of the holiday season. Sunday, December 13th at DPAC, Jagged Live in New York City, a Broadway reunion concert. For the first time in nearly 10 months, the Broadway cast of the 15-time Tony Award-nominated musical Jagged Little Pill is reuniting on stage for one night only, in a special performance live from New York City. In the spirit of the Vital Save Our Stages movement, and I should say that's at Save Our Stages movement, I'm sorry, that has risen during this time. This concert event directly supports our nation's most vulnerable venues experiencing catastrophic revenue loss during this time of suspension for live arts. All right, that's at DPAC. Then upcoming next year at Durham Performing Arts Center, Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, it's Pretty Woman, the musical. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, an absolute classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. Friday, April 16th, it's funny man Chris Tucker. You know him as one half of the duo in the Rush Hour film series with Jackie Chan. Tuesday, April 20th through Sunday, April 25th, Oklahoma. Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Thursday, April 29th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, Go Big or Go Home. Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th, Trolls Live. Also on May, the 21st through the 23rd, Riverdance. Monday and Tuesday, June 14th and 15th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Later on in June, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Then in July, Eliza, the Forever Tour. August, A.R. Rahman, and also Get the Let Out. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. Now, Duke Energy Center has scheduled several streaming events over the next couple of months. It starts at 8 o'clock. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center, 919-996-8700. Okay, as soon as Saturday, December 5th, Zool Bailey plays Rachmaninoff with the North Carolina Symphony. And again, this is a streaming event, as will be the next few here. Saturday, December 12th, the Kruger Brothers with the North Carolina Symphony for a streaming event. Saturday, December 19th, Holiday Pops with Jingles the Elf. And that's a streaming event as well. So is Holiday Pops on Wednesday, December 23rd with the North Carolina Symphony. Friday, December 25th, The Nutcracker by Carolina Ballet. This is a streaming event. This year, Carolina Ballet is unable to perform The Nutcracker in front of a live audience. In order to continue this extraordinary holiday tradition, Capital Broadcasting Company will film a special performance of Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, presented by PNC, and will be broadcast on WRAL-TV. Again, that the Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, Friday, December 25th. Okay, moving into next year, Saturday, January 16th, the Musician's Choice, a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Thursday, January 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony, and this is a streaming event. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, and that's currently scheduled for Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This is a Carolina Ballet event at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, February 15th, another streaming event, Valentine's Romance and Tango with the North Carolina Symphony. Then Saturday, February 27th, Famous Overtures streaming event. Thursday, March 4th, Franco Escamilla. Friday and Saturday, March 5 and 6th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and this is with the Carolina Ballet Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Gershwin and Dvorak, set for Friday and Saturday, March 26th and 27th. Then Tuesday, March 30th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, Beethoven Eroica. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 11, La Boheme, North Carolina Opera, Memorial Opera Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 16 and 17, Ragtime Kings, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. And Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, Carolina Ballet with Cinderella. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Then we have a number of streaming events. Friday and Saturday, April 30th and May 1st, Beethoven Violin Concerto. Friday and Saturday, May 7 and 8, Cirque de la Symphonie. Friday and Saturday, May 14 and 15, Beethoven Symphony No. 5. And then Friday through Sunday, May 14th through the 16th, it's Mozart, the Magic Flute, the North Carolina Opera in Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, Macbeth. This is a Carolina Ballet performance. And Saturday, May 22nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedy. And next, I was going to read the schedule for the Carolina Theater, but at the top of this program, you'll remember that I announced that Carolina Theater is closing up shop for 6 months, January through June of next year. Okay, New Hope Valley Railway. They've got a number of train rides scheduled for the remainder of the 2020 season, including the ever-popular Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express. A complete listing of events, dates, and times is available at triangletrain.com/schedule. Ticket refunds will be issued if a ride is canceled due to government mandates, and there will be a number of restrictions due to COVID. More cancellations. The North Carolina Transportation Museum has announced that its popular Polar Express is canceled for 2020. The museum says it was a difficult decision. The North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently open with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings, while train and turntable rides are suspended. The annual event is the museum's largest fundraiser, drawing in more than 60,000 people. The state-run museum is in Spencer, about 2 hours south and west of Raleigh. Both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and the Meadowlights in Benson have also canceled because of the pandemic. Now, we have several clubs, of course, in Raleigh. including Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, and The Ritz. And right now, there is nothing scheduled for the rest of 2020 at those clubs, with the exception only The Ritz has an event listed for the rest of this year. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker to be streamed on Saturday, December 19th. This virtual event is not at the club. All right, Carytown Events. Talking about the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. This is its 20th season, held at the historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Friday, January 22nd, is Blue Jupiter. This is a free online event, as is the event on Saturday, February 20th. It's Yolanda Raven. Halle Cultural Arts Center in Apex, they've got the they've pared down the schedule a little bit, but Jazz Live Concert Series, Saturday performances at 7:30. Concert dates, February 6th and April 17th. And only one event for the Classical Concert Series. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock on March 21st. Adam Dengler in recital. At the Clayton Center, box office number 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. The following events are all streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evenings starting at 7 p.m. All right, December 2nd, Shauna Tucker and Christian Tambor's Holiday Cabaret 2020. Chamber soul cellist, vocalist Shauna Tucker, accompanied by Christian Tambor on piano, share songs for the season, a thoughtfully curated evening of music and conversation in classic cabaret style. This musical program will feature songs celebrating the upcoming holidays and also selections that reflect upon the season of 2020. December 9th, it's Probable Cause, and Cause is spelled K-A-U-Z-E. That's unique. Probable Cause is a band out of Raleigh that plays a wide selection of music. The band covers everything from rock and country to hip-hop and pop from the 70s through today. Each band member plays a number of different instruments, including percussion, banjos, mandolins, guitars, keyboards, and more. Then December 16th at the Clayton Center, Sayer McShane Band. Sayer is a fantastic blues-based rock band. Their live show features guitar, drums, powerful vocals, engaging humor, and raw showmanship. They play a unique blend of rock, blues, Motown, funk, soul, and pop. Some artists are great performers, and some are great entertainers. Sayer McShane is both. Two people never made rockin' the house look this easy and sound so natural. Then on December 23rd, Clayton Center, a Proton Jones Christmas. Proton Jones returns to the Clayton Center live stream series, and this time he's bringing holiday cheer. Join us from the cozy comfort of your homes to celebrate the holidays the only way we know how, with great music and good people. And again, all of these events mentioned are scheduled for Wednesday evenings at 7, and it's all streamed live on YouTube. All right, looking at a couple of the big concert venues. Spectrum Center in Charlotte, they've got one event the rest of this year. Friday, December 18th, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and this is a live streaming event. And then everything else is scheduled starting March of next year. And some of the events, the Millennium Tour 2021, Michael Blue Blay, The Weeknd's After Hours Tour, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour, and Martin Lawrence. And then at the Charlotte Bank of America Stadium concerts, there are three listed, none of them this year. Garth Brooks had to move his to Saturday, April 10th. That's the Dive Bar Stadium Tour. Then Saturday, April 17th, it's Billy Joel. And then Thursday, June 24th, we've got Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts Stadium Tour 2021. Greensboro Coliseum does not have any events the rest of 2020, but has scheduled already dates in 2021. Mercy Me on March 25th, Kane Brown March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour April 2nd. Then the rest of the year, the Millennium Tour for King and Country once again. We're talking about the Greensboro Coliseum, two dates in May, the Millennium Tour and for King and Country. Also on the current schedule for next year, Justin Bieber, Jim Gaffigan, and Dan and Shay, the arena tour. And lovers of opera music, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Again, that website, metopera.org. And that'll wrap it up for today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.